Yeah.
All right. It's 9:30, and this is the Finance Committee meeting. All the members are present. Thank you very much. Welcome to the last day of February. I need an approval of minutes from the February 1st meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. This is the, number two is where we entertain public comments. So if anybody has anything to say about what's on this agenda or anything pertaining to finance, please raise your hand and give you some time. Hearing or seeing none, we will proceed. Number three item is something I asked to be put on the agenda. It's an update from the town administrator on progress made and information gathered, including any monies committed from the action taken on February 5th regarding the Shem Creek Park Phase 3. Also, I intend to make a motion after your presentation for discussion.
Okay, sir. Good morning, members of the committee. Council had asked that I prepare, get some information as to cost to perform a perceptual design for the four properties that were indicated at that meeting, as well as appraisal work. And what I have come up with, well, a little bit about the process. I have reached out on the conceptual design side to three design firms who are local, who are local and who have done design work for us in the past. And they sent back to me cost estimates to do the conceptual design, which would include survey work, the proper amount of public input. You're looking at $35,000 in the conceptual design side. On the appraisal side, I had sent out an inquiry to four firms, two declined, one answered. And the one that answered stated that it would cost $6,000 to do the proper appraisals, a total, $6,000 to do a proper appraisal for four properties. And so if you combine the $6,000 with the $35,000, we reach a grand total of $41,000 estimated for that work.
There's nothing on a formal RFP. This is just you talking to them over the phone.
That's or correct.
Soliciting them yourself.
Yeah.
And we have spent no monies to date.
Just staff.
Just staff time. Yeah. Thank you. Any discussion from committee?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, I would just ask, you know, obviously based on the significant input that we've heard from the property owners themselves, have we received, I was away last week, so I just want to make sure I didn't miss an email or anything. Have we received any formal notification from any of the property owners regarding access to properties and the appraisals of those properties informally to the town? I've certainly read and heard plenty in the media and on the news, but have we received any formal communication from any of the property owners?
I don't recall seeing anything directly to me. That's not to say that other communication hasn't been delivered to other parts of our operation.
I did get a copy from a lawyer. I'm not sure he was representing the landowner. He may be representing the developer, but indicating that they would not grant permission for us to be on the property for a
I just want to be on the record that I've heard from at least personally three of the four saying that they would not grant that, that it hadn't been a formal email or a written statement. That was a verbal conversation, so I would want that to be reflected. At least three of the four said they would not be granting access.
Any comment? Okay. Does anybody wish to make any statements from the audience, particularly to this item? My intent in putting this on the agenda was to put a stop to all actions going forward regarding this Phase 3, as dictated by the February 5th motion made by Councilman Bustos and seconded by Mr. Santos. If you need me to read that, I will. But it is in the minutes of that meeting. My motion is for us to go and take this to full council for a vote up or down on stopping where we are right now before we spend any money and maybe not do anything more with that budget at all, period.
I'll second that.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion regarding that? Call for the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you. Item number four, request approval to accept a donation of a pool table for the senior services center. Who's got that?
I do, yes. Morning. So Dr. Mike Pierce out of Daniel Island has graciously offered to donate a pool table for the senior citizen. It is valued at more than $10,000, so it does require your approval going to full council. Yes, the, in 2006 we have a copy of the appraisal that put it at $55,000 at that time.
I'll make a motion we approve the donation as mentioned by staff.
We have to move it.
No.
Sir, he's paying for the.
He's paying for everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. I'm sorry. Thank you. Wherever you are, Dr. Mike Pierce.
Go ahead.
We are going to be splitting the cost on transportation of the credits. $700 for the paying $350.
Okay.
Yes. It's part of a nice offer.
Not bad. Okay. Any other discussion? So is your motion to
I'm sure we get a lot of use.
You already got, I'm sorry, Gary.
Okay, Gary, okay. I'm second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it. Request to apply for a tourism advertising grant. Who's got that?
Yes, sir. The South Carolina Department of Parks and Recreation Tourism, once again, is putting out, and we're hoping to apply, to get approval to apply for the 2017 tourism advertising grant. It is a match, so the grant itself is $45,000. The match is $45,000. We would be using accommodations tax, state accommodations tax, so it will be going to the ATAC group to get their approval when they do their budget. The deadline for applying is March 31st, and the requirement that comes with this is that we show on our marketing website their logo, which is South Carolina Just Right.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rolling today.
Rolling. I like it.
Here.
Sir.